welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. Thanks, Wade. Okay, lots going on in the studio today and lots of youthful energy, which is awesome. I'm here with Steve Ulsher.
What's up, Mary Goulet?
Hello, Richard Otte.
Hello.
And Dennis Langley.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. You are a very brave soul to show up with all of us. Okay, so for Soulful Sunday today, I wanted to ask you guys, because we've all had them, we all have them now, most likely, some of us, what has a great loss, disappointment, hurt, betrayal, how has it changed your life or your thinking about moving forward in your life?
Well, considering I have an open wound.
Yes, you do.
Like, as we speak, that I keep having to contend with, I can answer that from that standpoint specifically, which is, you know, I'd like to think that I get smarter as I get older and try to really dig more into the ramifications of potential decisions before opening my mouth or doing something. But then I turn around and I do things, and I look back and I go, Jesus, like, who was that person that made that decision? Even most recently, yeah.
Okay. You mean like smarter, sometimes looking back and thinking smarter, sometimes looking back and thinking you've grown? It changes kind of?
Thinking, yeah.
I've looked back at stuff and said, wow, what happened to me? That was brilliantly written. And now I'm like, how come I can't write like that anymore? Right? I'm joking, but then sometimes you feel like, wow, I used to be such an idiot.
Right.
And now you feel smarter, right? It kind of flip-flops sometimes. For me.
Maybe. I just, what I've kind of come to the conclusion of is I really need to learn the same lesson evidently more than once. Like, that's just kind of in my DNA is, for whatever reason, one lesson. You know, it's like the fool me once, fool me twice expression. And it's interesting how I am loyal to a fault. I am literally loyal to
things that may
not
work for you.
To things that may not work for me or people, circumstances, et cetera, that may not work for me, but I figure—
I'm on that same boat too.
You know,
so.
But
really?
I think try to change what cannot be changed.
Isn't everyone— like, to me, this is, I'm not trying to make light. I love this question, but it's kind of a Captain Obvious answer. It's muscle memory. Just like our muscles get muscle memory, our brains get muscle memory. So you got to fight some of those old things sometimes.
Yeah, you definitely have to fight. Yeah.
You're fighting old synapse paths. You're fighting old things. And so this is where we're different than other animals. We can think ahead and we can think of the past. You know, and sometimes those things motivate us to get us through. But, you know, it's a kind of a different answer to be able to answer your question too, Mary, sometimes some of my greatest gains have come through those losses. It just doesn't feel like it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a point that I'm living from in my life. So I have a judgment against me and I can get really upset about it because it's so unjust. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't represented well to fight it. Yeah, right? And then they leaned my house for it without telling me.
Wait, is this still going on?
Oh, yeah.
This is, you learn something new every day.
Right?
That
feels so hurtful to me because it is so unjust. But then I have to fight my thought process and just say, I won. Ultimately, and I did not lose my soul to win, and it's just money, and I will pay it off and be done with it and be, you know, hopefully better for it all. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what you guys know, I've had a lot of loss in my life, people dying, and my mom most recently in May. Those types of experiences have definitely impacted me in how I make decisions, what's important to me. And again, I have to fight the urge to fall into, with my two daughters, 17 and 15, especially the ones driving and they're just gaining a little bit more independence from me, mom, not to fall into huge engulfing fear and worry about their safety. Mm. So, and one of the ways I do that is, you know, I'm Catholic, so I talk about this all the time. Mm. I pray the rosary, mm-hmm. pray Hail Marys. Once I start the stinking thinking, I start saying Hail Marys. Mm-hmm. And that is my fight. That's my good fight against things that have shaped me to be a better person. I've been watching you over the last
3 years.
Well, I've only known you for two.
No, it's been a little more than that.
No, we went to a podcast movement last July, which mm-hmm. was a year ago, and that we were only together a year at that point.
Okay.
But most significantly, since the start of this year, mm-hmm. watching you become outwardly more authentic, humility's been displayed, and a gentleness and a lovingness. And it's just like you're just unfolding, which you may have held back in the past, or maybe it was not important.
I have a question. Does it feel, sorry for interrupting.
No, go.
Loaded question. Does it feel more transparent, or does it feel like you're just trying something new because nothing else is working?
Yeah, I think part of it is just understanding that there's only so many people that you're truly going to resonate with, and ultimately my true goal at this point of my life is to find the people who are my people, right?
Yes. And how many people are there?
There's three.
There's
at this
7 billion.
No.
I joke around with this all the time. Like I always say, like, hey, 2,000 people give you $10 a month, and you get to say the word million. You're only a quarter million, but no one uses. This would be my goofiness again. Mm-hmm. No one says I made an 1/18 of a million or a 1/16, right? So you first get to say the word million at a quarter million. If you had 2,000 people at $10 a month that just loved you, mm-hmm. you could start doing bike shows once. And everyone, is the other 1,999, you know what I'm saying? Are they going to care you're going live? No. But like, that's $250,000. That's 20 G a month. 2,000, and there's 7 billion people. So that's 3.5 million groups of 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's a and that yes. democratization. That's I know, that's why I stopped.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped. There's a lot.
But personalities, how many? Are there?
There's between 5 and 16 of us, in my opinion.
Exactly.
In the East, they call that fire, water, earth,
wind.
Well, air.
You know, whatever, you know, that whole deal, and metal. In the West, we call it Myers-Briggs. Mm. Some people call it astrology. Some people call it Enneagram. It's the same thing in movies. Same old.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it. It's Soulful Sunday, right? But it's like same movies, just different time, different name. Mm-hmm. Different title, Steel Hero's Journey.
Yeah, I think Wade actually had jumping out of his chair on this one, too.
You know, everything you guys are saying, I just want to offer one action. As we're talking about changing patterns, one thing that a smart person on the radio show one time said is, our brains are trained to hear the but, okay? Mm-hmm. So we've got to change our but, okay? So I need to be on time for this meeting, but I'm always late to meetings. Your brain has just heard the instruction of you're always late to meetings. If you simply switch that and say, I may be often late to meetings, but from now on, I'm always on time for meetings. You've just trained your brain that you're on time for meetings.
I also like up until now. That acknowledges stuff too, right? Up until now, you know, I've been a little iffy on da-da-dee-da-dee. You know, I'm working
that's a good
on
one,
it, right? It gives you an out, and it's more real. I'm working on it.
Well, and also the fight for me also is state the problem once, focus on the solution from there on. Never repeat the problem because
absolutely,
yeah. Did you ever? So you've had experiences. You kind of get what I'm talking about.
Oh, lots of them.
Yeah,
I mean, all these cycles of business I've been through in my life. Yeah, I mean, I've got a judgment against me as well from a simple mistake that. I trusted somebody. I have a problem with trust. I trust too many people. Being from a small town, you just trust people. And I trusted an accountant. And
Yeah,
and I got that leverage and judgment in my house and all that kind of fun stuff. And
Wow.
You know, just because you're a super inspirational woman and we have 1 minute left and I know you're going to take it, like, there's a lot of talking about judgments and leans and this and that.
Right?
Like, and the reality is, let's be honest, I really, really, really believe the world is better now than it was. It's just news and clicks and all this stuff makes us pay attention. It's clickbaity stuff. Think about all the stuff that could be going wrong, like when you post the Bahamas and the people aren't robbing your house. Like, it's just ridiculous how good people are normally. Take the mic back.
Yeah,
sorry, but I just had, like, I feel for you guys and I'm knocking on wood over here with you guys all your crap. Like, don't have shit to take from me. So.
It is what it is. It is what it is. And
sorry
we have to focus on the solution.
It makes you better for it.
It does. Yeah. And speaking of nice people, Minnesotans are the nicest people. Mm. My brother, we went back from my mom's funeral. I think I mentioned this to you before. That just walking in a grocery store, they're like, hi. And you're like, looking around.
Right?
Yeah, and here, I think we forget the nice factor.
Yeah.
And so if we can just put a little bit of niceness into our day.
Go first.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Smile first. Say hello first.
Well, this was a nice, soulful Sunday. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Dennis, great having you. Thank you. Please stop by the studio any other time.
Yes.
And until then, cultivate a rich interior, guys. It pays off.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.